Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Tired Mummy Podcast, a safe platform where we can openly discuss the highs and lows of parenthood, judgment free. Join me in authentic conversations with mums and dads from across the globe. Let's help each other feel less alone, let's grow and feel better in our parenting skin together. Come join our tribe while we get into some real talk. And don't forget, bring your coffee. Welcome back to the Tired Mummy Podcast. This episode is sponsored by Bioptimizers. I have been using their best-selling product, Magnesium Breakthrough, and this is actually the first supplement I've been able to find that has all 7 forms of magnesium in it. If you didn't know, magnesium is needed for pretty much every function of the body. It helps with anxiety and depression, it's anti-inflammatory, and it helps with sleep, which is why I've been taking it. I actually take it before bed, and no matter how good or bad my night is with Bub, I can definitely feel the difference in my energy levels the next day if I forget to take it. But yeah, I've actually found it really helpful, and I'm super grateful that they've been able to give me a discount code. So you can use the code TIREDMUMMY at the checkout and they'll give you 10% off. I'll also put the link in the show notes, but yeah, this product is so epic and I'm just super grateful that I now have it in my life. All right, today's episode is a solo cast with yours truly, and I'm going to talk about a topic that is very close to my heart. I'm going to do my best to be extremely vulnerable in talking about this because I think it's something that needs to be talked about. There are so many women that experience early birth or miscarriage. I prefer to call it early birth because now that I've actually experienced giving birth full term, I can wholeheartedly say that miscarrying the way I did was giving birth early. So that's why I call it early birth. Obviously, there's a lot of different ways women miscarry, but honestly, I think it deserves to be renamed early birth because, let's be honest, that is exactly what it is. So today I'm going to be talking about how I healed my heart from miscarriage, what I call early birth. So many women and partners go through the very traumatic experience of losing a baby, and although it's being talked about a lot more these days, I still feel like there's a long way to go. So that's why I'm here to share my story today, in the hopes that it helps someone feel less alone or gives them some hope that they can heal. Now, before I dive in, I need to be super honest with you guys. This episode, I get a bit spiritual with my experience. So a bit woo-woo. So if that's not your jam, this episode is probably not for you. I just wanted to let you know that before we get in. I do talk about kinesiology and spirituality and how that helped me heal my heart. So let's get started. Back in 2019, my husband and I decided that we wanted to start trying for a family. At first, we just said, I'll stop using any type of protection and see what happens. I will say I stopped using the pill many years before we started a family, just FYI. But what happens when you start the process is I realized I became obsessed with whether or not I was going to get my period and falling pregnant. If you're currently trying to fall pregnant at the moment, or you've tried before, you know how crazy you can become and how disheartening it is when you get your period after trying. When we did fall pregnant, which honestly, it didn't take very long, probably about 3 months, but when you're so zoomed in and focused on it, 3 months can feel like forever. So my heart really goes out to anyone who is on this journey. And if it's taking a really long time or it's still going, I'm sending you big love and compassion because it is so, so hard. I was pregnant for around 10 weeks on the day when things started to happen. I was at work and I had a pink discharge in my underwear when I went to the toilet, and I immediately began to panic and thought the worst. Anxiety was very high. I left work and went home. I told my husband that I wanted to go to hospital to make sure everything was okay. They took my bloods and said that my levels were normal. From memory, to be honest, it's all a bit blurry. We went back again, and I think it was the next day because I was getting some cramping. I think the doctor that was there said that he would do a bedside scan. He assured me that the bedside scans aren't very reliable and it's not really his domain and he couldn't really read it, but he said he couldn't really see anything. He was lovely, but yeah, they took my bloods again and they were fine. I went to bed that night with a heat weight and I woke up the next morning and I was absolutely fine. Like, it was like nothing had happened. It was the weekend, so my husband usually goes and plays golf on a Saturday. I told him I was totally fine and that he should go and enjoy his day after the last few days because they're a bit weird. I just really wanted to enjoy his day and not worry about it because honestly, I was feeling fine. I was just going to lay in bed and watch Netflix. It wasn't too long after I'd eaten breakfast. I started to get cramps again. So I heated up my wheat heat and I just laid in bed, and then they kind of became pretty uncomfortable. So I ran myself a bath and I laid in the warm bath, and they became very intense very quickly, and I was rocking back and forward in the bath. By this time there was a lot of blood coming out. I was pretty distraught, as you can imagine. In a lot of pain, and I couldn't control my pain or breathe properly because I was terrified of losing my baby. I didn't want to call my husband because, to be honest, I think I was in denial and I didn't want to scare him, but it got to the point where I just couldn't deal with the pain anymore. I was back and forth from the toilet. I had this pressure, like I needed to push, like I literally was trying to push. It was just the strangest sensation. Looking back at it now that I've had a full-term birth, I was definitely experiencing labor, and it was very much the same as the early stages of labor. I know that this was early birth and I did give birth to that child even though it was very young. I feel like a lot of the time when a woman miscarriages or early births, it's brushed off because it's early, and I just think that is not the way to go about it. Like, just because a fetus is a few weeks old doesn't mean that it should be brushed off. Like, it's still a living thing that dies.
I think maybe sometimes it might help people's grieving process to think of it as, oh, it was just really early. But I know for a lot of women, like, how far along they were, it doesn't matter. It's just, it is what it is. You had a baby and now it's gone. I ended up calling my husband in the end and he rushed home, pretty much put me in the car straight away and drove as fast as he's ever driven in his life. He broke so many road rules that day. And when I got there, honestly, I could barely talk. I was in that much pain. They saw me straight away. They put cannulas in my arm in case they had to operate if it was an ectopic pregnancy. They gave me a shot of, I can't remember what painkiller it was, but it gave me this crazy rush of adrenaline that actually made me feel like I was going to die. I was quite scared. I can remember it just feeling like this. Oh, like I literally just thought I was going to die. I don't know any other way to explain it. And the whole experience at the hospital was pretty traumatic. It was a very sterile experience. They had organized an ultrasound and they rolled me in, and the lady that was doing the ultrasound said that my quote unquote uterus was nice and empty. Yeah, not sure that that's the appropriate words to use to someone who thought, to use in front of someone who thought they were pregnant. But yeah, they rolled me back to where my little bed station was in the emergency department. And I was obviously very upset and traumatized. And you know what? No one actually wanted to tell me that I had lost the baby. Yes, the radiographer or whatever said that my uterus looked empty, but no one actually said your baby is gone. So then what happened after we went home, denial kicked in, and that shit is scary. Like, I had never experienced denial like that in my life. So when we got home, I literally started to think, my baby's still with me, I am the exception, we're gonna make it. Like, it's still alive. It was wild. I did not want to come to terms with that I had lost the baby at all. I'm like shaking talking about it. But yeah, it was about 2 days later and I knew I had an obstetrician appointment approaching to go over the whole thing. The hospital organizes that for you. And to go over my blood tests and everything that had happened. And she was the first person that told me I had lost the baby, and that gave me permission to grieve because I didn't know that it was actually gone and I'd gone into this place where I thought my baby was going to make it. So when we got home, I went into the room where we were going to set up the nursery and I put a bunch of things in a box that we had bought for the baby, pregnancy test, and I put them all into this box and I just cried as much as I could, just let myself feel absolutely everything. I don't think I'd ever cried like that in my life. If you've been through a miscarriage, you'll know it can take a really long time to heal. Like, I didn't heal my heart until after my son was born, but even after my son was born, I still wasn't healed. I still found myself thinking about the baby, talking to the baby that, you know, up in heaven, hoping they were okay and wondering who they would have been and why they left. It wasn't until I stumbled across a kinesiologist called Nikki, who I went to for a massage / healing session. And because she does this like combination massage and healing. And she started the healing part of the session and she asked me, have you had a miscarriage? And I said, yes. And she told me that the child's soul was still attached to my sacral chakra. She's a little girl, which I knew because I'd had two psychic mediums tell me, completely different ones, two separate people, that she was a girl and that she was going to come back. And you'd think knowing that would help me heal, but it wasn't until I had this session with Nikki that I was truly able to heal my heart. Nikki said that her soul didn't leave my body. And I think that is because when I was in the bath miscarrying her, I just kept repeating to her to please don't go. And I think that's why her body left, but her soul stayed. So she said that my son that I've had Earthside was very close with her because they were in my womb together. Their souls were in my womb together. So when we decide to bring her soul down, if we decide that, we're still undecided, they're going to be very, very close. So what she had to do was take my daughter's soul to the light for healing so that one day she could come back if we decided. And even though I'd been told previously that I'd had a daughter and that she was going to come back, it wasn't until I knew that she was healed and that she was safe and that she decided she wanted her brother to come Earthside first. Knowing all of that, that is when I truly felt my heart was healed. And I'm emotional now talking about it, but that doesn't mean that I'm not healed. I truly feel like my heart has been healed because I don't think about it in a sad way anymore. I just feel contentment. And honestly, I'm so grateful for that feeling. I feel content. I feel like she's watching down and just waiting to come down when we're ready. And I don't feel a deep grief. I don't feel a deep sadness like I used to for so long. And I really forgive. And I really am so thankful for Nikki for giving me that. It was literally by chance that I came across Nikki and that it all unfolded in that way. And I really do believe that everything happens for a reason, as cheesy as that sounds. So I guess we will just have to wait to see if my daughter comes back down and to see if all of what the mediums and everything said comes true. But even if she doesn't come down, I just feel content because I know that she's okay. Now, I know all of this is extremely woo-woo, but I just really felt like I needed to share it because I think a lot of people can benefit from alternative healing like kinesiology, energy healing. There's so many different healing modalities and you can heal in many different ways. And I just think more people need to share these experiences because maybe it will help someone. Maybe it will help someone heal from a traumatic event, not just miscarriage or early birth. So as vulnerable as this episode was to talk about, I really hope it can give someone hope that they won't feel a deep pain forever and that you can heal from events like this. My DMs are always open if you need to talk about your experience. I'll be doing other episodes on early birth because I think it's so important to talk about. I will be doing a future episode with Nikki talking about all things spirit babies, so keep an eye out for that one. In the meantime, if you have any questions that you would like me to ask Nikki in the episode I'm going to do with her, or any other episode ideas or things you want me to talk about, let me know. You can reach me over on Instagram at the Tired Mummy Podcast, or you can send me an email at alice@thetiredmummy.com. And thank you for all your love and support. I'm so excited to bring you more this season. So until next time, this Tired Mummy is signing out.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.